Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for real estate investors. People join us who have never owned rental real estate before, and people join us who already have 5,000 apartment units. Both of them have a similar goal, just to take it to the next level, and that's what we help with. Today, I've got a request from a listener, and she wants me to go over the principles of having the ineffective map so that her husband can hear about it. And the situation is that her husband is working his tail off, struggling, and not reaching his financial goals, but working hard. And so the map is a very appropriate story to tell, because while hard work is important, it's not the key to success. It's really not. Some of the times when I've made the most money, $80,000, $120,000 a month, I was doing nothing for that money. I had other work that I was doing where I did, but I got paid for that work, my self-employment. Hard work only matters if you're on the right map. And we're going to start with Zig Ziglar's analysis, then we're going to hit Stephen Covey's analysis, and then I'll give you, share with you my thoughts on it as well. But the way Zig Ziglar put it 40 or 50 years ago is he talked about driving to somewhere in Louisiana or Alabama, and he stopped at a convenience store to get some gas and get some directions. Well, when you're in a seminar, have you ever heard somebody say this? You're exactly where you want to be. And the older people nod their heads wisely and they say, you know, yep, that's exactly right. We're all right where we want to be. Well, Zig disagreed with that, and I disagree with it as well. So we're back at that gas station, and he asked directions to wherever he was going, which should have been about an hour away, and the kid gives him directions. He follows those directions. 1 hour later, he's exactly 2 hours away from his destination. That wasn't where he wanted to be. It wasn't where he wanted to be. He had been given the wrong directions. It's the same in life. So there's Zig Ziglar's way of expressing it. The next book you should read is, of course, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. He describes it this way. What if you were in Chicago and you wanted to get from point A to point B, and you go to the map store and you buy a map of Chicago? But through a printing error, the map to LA is accidentally labeled the map to Chicago. So you leave that map store with a map that says Chicago, but it's actually a map of Los Angeles. You begin using the map, and it doesn't seem to work. So what you do is you internalize it. I'm doing something wrong. I must be dumb. I must not be motivated enough. And you blame yourself for not being able to get from point A to point B. So you decide to get a master's degree in map reading. And you go to school and you spend $100,000. I guess it's more than that now. And get a master's degree in map reading. Instead of studying the map 40 hours a week, you decide to study it 60 hours a week. Then, to keep your attitude right, you take motivational classes on map reading. Are you ever going to get where you need to go with hard work? More formal education. Come on, you got a master's degree in map reading. And then you got this great attitude. You're highly motivated. Is any of that going to get you where you want to be? The answer is no. You have the wrong map. Now, the way that I teach it, I use the term map. I teach it this way. We're all born somewhere. We'll call that home. And across the way is peace, joy, love, wealth, health, happiness. We'll call that success. And we're trying to get from home way across to success. And from the time that we're old enough to walk, people start telling us how to get to success. First, your parents, don't they give you the map? Your parents give you the map. They tell you, do this, son, daughter, study hard in high school. Get into college. Get a scholarship to college. Go to college. Get a degree. Get out. Get a job with a major corporation with good benefits. Then work for 40 years, save in an IRA and 401k, speculate in the stock market, and you should have a couple million dollars at the end of 40 years and be able to retire. Remember that map? That's the map you were given, wasn't it? It's the map 95% of Americans are given. But life passes, and then you end up in high school. Is it not true that some of your high school teachers kind of give you financial advice too? Sure. They talk to you about going to college, getting a good job, looking out for those benefits. And they give you an almost identical map. Well, what happens in your brain is if you hear something once, but if you hear the same thing twice, you start to believe it. It's like, wow, two different people are telling me the same thing. So you start believing in that map. Then you get into college. Don't your professors do the same thing? Absolutely. They give you ideas. They tell you, you know, do well, study, get the best degree that you can get out, get a job with great benefits and scrimp and save for 40 years. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you the fourth phase of your education that people get once they become desperate. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSCV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com, that's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking primarily about the map and what truly makes a difference in your life. We've talked about how we all start somewhere. We'll call that home. And way across the way is our goal, success. And first, our parents tell us how to get there, then our high school teachers tell us how to get there, then our college professors tell us how to get there. But then we wake up one day and we realize we're nowhere near success, so we get desperate and we go to a fourth person. It's a thing called a financial planner. We're so desperate that we hire a financial planner to tell us what to do financially. Here's the problem. When you do wake up and realize that you're not getting where you want to go, you're not aiming for success, you're going off in a different direction, what most people do, as we described earlier, they internalize it. They blame themselves. They say, I must not be working hard enough. So, like the listener's husband, people will take a second job, or they'll go from 40 hours a week to 60, 70 hours a week. Other people will say, I'm not smart enough, and they'll go get another degree or a master's degree in formal education. Still others will say, it must be my attitude. I must not be motivated. So they go take motivational courses, work on their attitude. The problem is this. When you're on the wrong map, all working harder can do, all more formal education can do, all getting motivated can do is get you to the wrong place faster. That's all they can do. Because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. Guess where the people that taught us how to get to success have never been? Success. Think deeply about this. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? They weren't, were they? Is it not possible that their financial advice was not qualified? It's very possible, isn't it? Your parents may have retired broke or died broke. Does it make sense that all of their advice about money was wrong? You say, well, wait a minute, my high school teachers? Okay, let's ask that question. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? They weren't, were they? Is it not possible their financial advice was wrong? Move on up to college. Were all of your college professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs? They weren't, were they? And then it gets worse. Remember the people I told you about that got desperate and hired a financial planner? The average financial planner in the United States makes 65 grand a year. That's the average. And you go to them and say, hey, I know you don't know how to make a lot of money. I know you don't know how to retire. I know you don't know how to get rich, but can you teach me how? That's what you're doing. It doesn't work because they've never done it. See, You need multimillionaires on your team. That's all there is to it. You've got to have a multimillionaire on your team teaching you what to do, because they're the only ones that know how to do it, because they've done it. See, the rich teach their kids differently than the poor and middle class. The poor and the middle class teach poor and middle class beliefs because they're poor and middle class. They want to teach their kids the right thing. They truly do. They love their kids. They want to teach them the right thing, but they can't. They've never done it. Your high school teachers, your college professor, even some financial planners, they love and care about you. Doesn't matter. They can't teach you because they've never done it. Everything comes down to having an effective map. If you don't have the effective map to wealth, you're never going to get there. It's that simple. The question I have for you, are you going to go get the map? Are you going to sit on your butt doing the same thing that hasn't worked for the last 20 years and you're going to do it another 20 years? Because you're just too lazy to do anything about it? Or you're too fearful? Or you're risk adverse? I love when people hide behind risk adverse. Any of you that think you're risk adverse, you're fibbing to yourself. You're lying. Because the highest risk that you can take is to not take risk. Because without taking risk, you are guaranteeing failure. It's guaranteed. Nothing of value in this world comes without risk. Where you got the idea that you were going to have this risk-free life and you were going to succeed, I've never heard anybody say that. Never. Where in the world did you get that idea? You made it up because you're scared. You're scared. It makes you feel safe to sit in the corner doing nothing. You've got to get out there and get the right map. Here's what the rich are teaching their kids. About age 7 or 8, they start telling their kids this. I know because I did it. Hey, son. Yeah? You know you have to have a second stream of income, right? You don't just get a job. When he turned 10, hey, son. Yeah, Dad? You didn't forget about that second stream of income I told you about, right? No, Dad. When he was 12, when he was 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, second stream of income. When he got old enough to ask, where he goes, Dad, you know, how come we have boats, Ferraris, beach houses? We do anything we want? I go, because of a second stream of income. Oh, I get it. How many of you were told at age 8 you were supposed to have a second stream of income? How about 16? 20? How many of you are hearing it for the first time on this show? A lot of you. The rich teach their kids differently. If you want to summarize why people join Total Wealth Academy, it's to be around multimillionaires and learn what the rich are teaching their kids so that they can get on the right map, start doing effective things, and make a huge difference in their lives. That's why people join. You have to have the right map. As a result of telling my son from age 8 forward that he needed a second stream of income, when he graduated college, he had 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Why? Because he's smarter than you? Because he works harder than you? No. He's brilliant, you're brilliant. He works hard, you work hard. The only difference was the map. He had the right map. Or more accurately, he had an effective map. You are working on an ineffective map. You've done it for 20 years. You know it doesn't work. And you keep doing it. Stop that. Stop it. Change what you're doing if you want a new result. A different result, I should say. It's also new, but it'd be a different result. You've got to change. You need multimillionaires on your team. You can solve that by joining Total Wealth Academy or one of the other real estate investor groups in town. You need to get an effective map, and you need to start executing and using that map. And I'm telling you, when you study the 5% of Americans, and it is only 5% that retire at age 65, almost all of them have second, some of them third and fourth streams of income. It really seems to be the only business model that works. So, to study this, read Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top. Read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. Or come to our free sample class, which you can find at TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk more after the break. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been focusing on getting an effective map and how important it is, because only then does working harder matter. Only then does more non-formal, not college, not high school, it's self-education. Only then does self-education help. And then only when you have the right map does motivation and attitude matter. You've got to have the right map. All right, we got a question here from, I think I'm allowed to use his name, Rob. How did your son pay for 11 houses during college, getting an anthropology? No, he got a, what is it? Archaeology. Close, but no banana. Archaeology degree. Total waste of time. You know the first thing he said when he graduated? He goes, how much did that cost? I go, well, counting everything, you know, it was about 80 grand. He goes, what was the average out of pocket on our houses? I said, 20 grand. He goes, Dad, we should have bought four more houses. I shouldn't have gone to college. That was the first thing he said after. But what he did is, I was the funds guy. I put the down payments, but he did everything else. He managed the properties. He did everything. And what we did, listen closely to this. I got the equity capture. So I made over 100% rate of return on every deal that we bought. The day we closed the deal, we split the principal pay down and the appreciation. Principal pay down and appreciation. Trevor, my son, got all the cash flow because he was doing all the work. So for me, and I should tell you, Rob, the whole story comes down to we caved in, Rob. We caved in to pressures from relatives. Relatives were, I'm not going to pick on any one because it was all of them. Oh, he's got to go to college. 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 And we had the money. It was an easy thing to do. And we caved in and did it. Big mistake. Just trying to, one, what was I doing trying to please relatives? They don't pay my bills. They don't make love to me. I don't give a, well, I don't care what they think, but my ego, my insecurities, his insecurities, like, I guess I should go to college. So stupid. And I said, look, I tell you what, if you'll partner with me on, we shot for 10 houses. I said, if you'll partner with me on 10 houses, I'll put up the money and sign for the notes, but you do all the work. You do everything. And I keep the equity capture, which, like I said, gave me 100% rate, over 100% rate of return. I mean, how many of you would support your child that way, getting 100% rate of return? It's a no-brainer, isn't it? Then, again, we split the appreciation. We split the principal pay down. He gets all the cash flow. I get all the equity capture. So that was how we structured the deal, Rob. I'm trying to think if there's any other detail. If you guys think I left anything out, email me, and I'll share it with you. It's just Ask Steve. Just send it to Steve. People are getting the Ask Steve wrong. Just send it to Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. And I do want to make sure, Rob, you understand, we don't pay cash for houses. Because you say, how do you get the money? How did your son pay for that? Remember, we don't pay in full for these houses. The total out-of-pocket, as I mentioned, was about 20 grand per deal. So that was about 200 grand invested. I picked up about 250 grand in equity. It was a sweet deal. Sweet deal. And it changed his life because he saw it work. He's ruined. He'll never go back. Does this make sense? He's ruined. He'll never be a corporate America guy. He knows how to do it on his own now. He knows how to raise capital. In other words, I made him put down a little business model and before I put up the money. But I forgot to finish that story. I said, look, I'll pay for your college if you agree to partner with me on these 10 houses. I may have said that. I thought maybe I didn't. And that was the deal we struck. So I highly recommend it for you and your kids. And I guess I should tell you, there are some 6- and 7-year-olds in our group that already have rent houses. Let me say that again. There are 6- and 7-year-olds that already have rent houses. In fact, I'm not sure how old, but he's under 8. At the last spotlight night where we do case studies, there was a child under 8 years of age doing a case study on a flip. He spoke in front of the room. His dad was there too. This stuff is life-changing. If you love your family and you want them to thrive, not just survive, I'm telling you, teach them real estate. They can do anything they want with their time. They may still want to be an attorney. They may still want to be a doctor. They may still want to be a working construction, whatever. They can do that with their time. But make sure they have that second stream of income. And yes, we have children's classes. We do them, I think, twice a year. And then, believe it or not, they watch the adult classes after that. But we do have a children's program to help you get your family all on one page, because it's very important. I see this all the time, where a man and a woman go out, they build a portfolio, 20, 30 houses, they pass away. They leave it to their son. Guess what the son does with it? Sells them all and blows all the money. Now, those 20 or 30 houses, I would say, probably produced about $20,000, $30,000 a month residual income. But because they didn't teach their son the importance of cash flow, he thought, man, there's so much equity here. I need to sell these and get that equity. Sold them all, and then, of course, blows the money on women, booze, and drugs. Yay. So get your children taught what to do once you're done, you know, once you pass. All right, I hope that helps, Rob, and thanks for the email. Okay, let's see what the next question is. Next question is cost acceleration and depreciation. I hate this question because I'm not a CPA, but Will, yeah, it is an amazing tool. Kind of, yeah, Will, I'm going to put you in touch with someone who's a specialist on this, on cost segregation and accelerated depreciation, but I would be very cautious using it because, you know, once you sell it, you end up paying those taxes anyway. So, but it is a very good tool, especially for multifamily, strip shop, you know, big commercial deals. We do it all the time. So, Will, you're thinking right, but you still want to speak to a CPA to make sure that it fits your goals. If you're buying a bunch of single family and in a short period of time you're going to sell those to move to apartments, it may not be the best thing for you. But once you do move to apartments, you're going to use it probably every time, Will. All right, hope that helps. All right, let's go to the next question. My email is open to you. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, or you can call right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or again, email me. It's simply steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this next question, let me make sure I answered this. Yes, that one's answered. Sorry. Let's see if I didn't answer this one. Landlord mentor. This is Rahul. Landlord mentor needed. Let me see what this is exactly. I'm in need of a mentor in the Houston area. Bought a fixer-upper. Someone to help me navigate the rental waters, so to speak. Well, Rahul, that is what we do at Total Wealth Academy. If you take our Saturday class, which is only $500, it covers you for a year, and you get unlimited question and answer, and we'll walk you step by step through the leasing process. But you do have to take the Saturday class because the majority of the material is in there, and we can't teach you that 8-hour class over the phone. So you got to take that Saturday class. Then you get unlimited question and answer. And like I said, we'll walk you step by step by step through the process of locating deals, negotiating deals, closing deals, funding deals, managing deals, liquidating deals, upgrading to a part, whatever. All right, Raul, thanks a lot for the email. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're really answering listener questions now, mostly through email, but the phone lines are open, and I really appreciate it if you call. For me, it is fun. It is my favorite part of the day is answering questions on the radio. Even if you got something that you think may be a little negative, call me anyway. You know, say, Steve, this doesn't sound right. What about this? You know, give me the hard questions. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. If you can't get to a phone, write down my email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. So let's go to the next email, and this one is a little difficult. It's the it's a similar question. You know, I think what you're asking is, it's a very common question. Not many people have the courage to ask it. And the question is, Steve, if you make so much money off of real estate, why do you work 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week mentoring? Well, the reason is real estate is not my passion. Now, where do I invest my money? One place only, real estate. But it's passive investing, passive. I put my money in other people's deals, like Robert Martinez. I'm going to end up in Joseph Bramante's, one of his deals, Amy Thiemann, Kylie McMahon. I'm going to give them my money. And the reason I give them my money is because their passion is real estate. They eat, sleep, drink, breathe real estate. They love it. I don't. I love teaching. I love teaching. When I wake up in the morning, if I've got 8 consultations that day, I'm fired up. I get up, go to the gym, go straight to the office. I'll do 8 hours of consulting. It's like a joke to me. I love it. It's fun. So the reason that I don't just do real estate is because you need a purpose in life. A lot of people think, and I'm telling you this right now, I have never seen a person who won millions of dollars or was inherited millions of dollars or somehow came into millions of dollars that was happy. I've just never seen it. You know, I've seen women and men, but this particular woman, Hermes, handbags, Ferrari. She's doing nothing with her life. She came into a bunch of money, and she's literally doing nothing with her life but partying, laying by the pool, playing tennis. It's like, really? That's the meaning you're going to give to your life? I don't see it. I make this joke, but I've won bets at bars when I see somebody and I go, man, I bet you money that's a trust fund baby. And I've won multiple times because you can see it in their eyes. They're lost. They got all the money in the world and they're lost because they're doing nothing to help and serve other people. You know, when the Dalai Lama, if you study the Dalai Lama, part of what he says is the purpose of life is to be happy. But there's a catch to it. You're not going to be happy if you're not helping and serving other people. A trust fund baby's almost always overweight. They're almost always drunk all the time or on drugs, prescription or illegal. Giving your kids a bunch of money without teaching them how to use it destroys their lives. I've got friends who are trust fund babies, and their lives are a shambles. It's a joke. You know, they think they're cool. Got 10 million, 20 million in a bank. You're not cool. You're wasting your freaking life. I watched a guy from, I think when I met him, he was 37. He's now probably 65 or so. Wow, I said, I've known him that long. It is true. 40 years. Is that 40 years? 30 years. He's done nothing with his life. Not a thing. And he's miserable, obese, and he's dying of obesity right now. You know, I don't think he's going to be here in more than another few weeks from obesity. Unbelievable. Wow, how did I get on? I've forgotten what. Oh, the email. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I think that's what you're asking. I'm going to reply to you and make sure that I answered your question correctly. If not, please restate it and resend it to me, and I will definitely try to answer it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this is an email. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I can use his name. Yeah, doesn't say anonymous. This is cool. He wants to do with his daughter what I did with my son. By the way, I did it with my daughter too. We only got to 5 houses with my daughter before we opened Total Wealth Academy, which is where she runs the vendor program. But yeah, it works. Doesn't matter, male, female. If they got half a brain, they can do this. And I'm sure your daughter's as bright and hardworking as my son. So here it is. I will email it back to you. We split the principal pay down and appreciation. Son got all the cash flow. I got the equity capture. Equity capture. So there's really only 4 points. You've got, I think, 3 question marks here. There's only one that you're missing. So when we bought these houses, they were all around $200,000. I was paying around $160,000, $170,000 all in. That's purchase price, rehab, and closing costs. So I was picking up between $30,000 and $35,000 equity, and I was only putting up $20,000. So as you can see, that's really, what, 175% rate of return. Yeah, it was way above 100%. Is the rest of the plan the one that you... Oh, I don't have this. You know, Clifford, it's in the Saturday class. Sorry for the sales pitch. I don't know if you're a member, if you've taken the Saturday class yet. If you're not a member, you want to take that, and your daughter's included if she's 18 or under. So for $500, if your daughter's 18 or under, she's included. If she's over 18, she's an additional $250. And I would get you and your daughter to sit through my Saturday class. When you leave that Saturday class, you'll know how to do it. It's just not that difficult. But you got to understand, Clifford, she's got to understand how to run rental real estate. That's not something you just read a book about. You want to take classes from people who have done it. And that's in our Saturday class. Your first step would be to come to our free sample class. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com. Click on the sample class button there and grab your daughter, and I suggest your wife if you're married, and come on down. All right. Thank you, Clifford. Great question. Let's go to the next. Oh, that is spam. More spam. Let's see what this one is. Okay. Where is... Here we go. Oh, this is someone wanting to brainstorm. Property manager wants to quit due to crime. Oh, Lord. This one's a tough one, Brian. Let me ask you a question, Brian. Did you buy a property where you have to carry a gun to collect your rents? If you did, that you made a money decision and not a lifestyle decision. Remember, always buy real estate that improves your quality of lifestyle. If it doesn't, then you're doing it for money alone, and that's almost always a bad decision. So if you've got a situation where your property manager has been, it doesn't say what happened, but yeah, if I'd sell these units, I'm sorry, we're running out of time. I'll answer this after the show. I would sell these units. Definitely sell them. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.